Shir Pei Beis Yem Dalet Parshas Shema.
B'dayrei Seminola. So in this Gemara, be'etzem, there's three halakim. First, the Gemara is trying to bring a mocker min ha'teira to the halakha of kol kavua kemechza al mechza. So it's Nagia Mitzad the Chelik, the Gemara trying to bring a raya. We'll see then in the Sugi Alein is the Pshata Gemara. And then again, Lechu'ura, the Sugi gives a new Pshat in the whole Sugi of Kol Kavua, Kemechza al Mechza. Even though Rabbi Seinu didn't speak it out, Genoi, but I think if you learn good the Sugi, it changes the whole Avonah of Kol Kavua, Kemechza al Mechza, Dami. And then the fourth chelik in the sugi is be'etzem if holchim and nefoshes achar haroiv that b'derech agav lefi chelik from the rishonim shtei do chidushim and hilchis holchim and nefoshes achar haroiv. What's that keseida? U'b'day reise minolo. The Gemara tried to bring a raya that we go basar kavua midday reise. Omar kro ve'orav loy ve'kom olov ad she'iskaven loy. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin explains like this. Reb Shimon holds that if you throw an even on a person and it hits a different yid, you potu. Adji iskaven loy. Adji iskaven loy. If you mechaven one yid and it hits the other yid, you potu. Rabbonon hold. Rabbonon hold. That the Chai Gavni Yuchayev. Chai Gavni Yuchayev. Why Rabbanon hold that the Chai Gavni Yuchayev? I'm not sure in Yuchay Shabbos, it's not so poshut that the Chai Gavni Yuchayev. If a person tries to cut off one fruit and he cuts out something else, could be a sugi from Misasek. But Mikol Mekoyim, and the Gemara does Mevuer. That say lefi Reb Shimon, say lefi Rabbonon, in Ratziche, at least in Mistama could be in a lot of more halachas, if you mechaven to kill one person, and in a mistake you kill the other person, be'etzem yuchayev. It's only a shaylef is a specific droshe, ve'orav loy, ve'kom ve'orogoy, ve'kom olov, that is a specific din in Ratziche, that you have to know who is the guy that you're killing. But on them, Mitzad Hilcho is the Meiser Ratzicha, it's enough to be mechaven to one person and to kill the other person. As I is mevur in the Gemara. I'm saying again, Efshar needs a Hezba. Why? Mechateise. But as I state in the Gemara. So Rab Shimon Darshan's ve'orav loy ve'kom loy, ad she yechaven loy, iskaven li Yisroel ze ve'orag Yisroel achar potu. Ve'rabonon, what they will do with this droshe? Amri de ve'rabi Hanai, Prat le zeirik even le goy. If a person throws a stone inside a group of people, so Rabbanon cannot darshan prat le miskaven le zeh ve'horeg et zeh. The darshan prat le zeirik even le goy. Rashi Bayos didn't say pshat. The Shita says Rashi Bayos didn't say pshat. He said everything chutz in the pshat. Rashi says Omar krov ve'orav loy ve'kom loy. Prat le miskaven le zeh ve'horeg et zeh. Ochi dorosh le Reb Shimon besanedrin. Ve'amrin also ve'rabbanon yichad darshi lo. Amrin ve'rabbanon prat le zeirik even le goy. Yotei chaburas bnei odom knanim v'israelim. Aval shnei Yisraelim oimdim. Tzach chazore. Aval shnei Yisraelim oimdim ve'niskaven le'horeg et zeh ve'horeg et zeh. Ve'yisru boy ve'kibel asroa ve'nof lo hakol al chaver echayim. So Rashi just mamash repeats it twice. Maybe it's a chavone. Rashi says Reb Shimon Darshan is kavin lezer roiget ze. Rabbon b'chay gavni don't have a mute. So b'darshan prad lezerik levin b'goy. But again, but just to remind you, but if it's kavin lezer roiget ze, chayef. So arichas b'Rashi, akfelus. Maybe it's not so shtarke ore, but it's arichas. Reb Shimon Darshan prad leploini. Rabbon don't darshan. So what they darshan prad lezerik levin b'goy? But just to remind you, so Rashi. But if it's kavin lezer roiget ze. What is the pshat in the Gemara? The Yad Rama in Sanhedrin, the Shita Mekubetzes brings him down here. He learns pshat like this. Maybe there's a lot of avonis in the case of the Yad Rama, but we'll see how the Yad Rama explains it. The Abrama says, we're talking that there's a kvutza of Israelim v'knainim, and you throw a stone. We'll take the easy case that Pashtas the Abrama means. You see l'moshel one person and you decide to kill that person. You decide to kill that person. And you think that he's a Yisrael. And they tell you, the Yisrael, don't throw a stone on him. And you throw the stone. Now one person dies, we don't know who is the guy that died. People grabbed him, he disappeared. Again, was 10 people standing, and he wanted to kill a specific person. It was mechavet a specific person. This is a pashtus, but like this we're going to learn in the Yad Ramah. He's mechavet to kill one of the people, and they tell him it's a Yisrael. He throws the stone. Now the halacha is, Lama Zogin, if I tell you don't kill someone, and you throw a stone, for killing you, we need aidim that guy died. Right, this is a yid. I'm not allowed to throw a stone. I'm mechavet to throw a stone on him. Of a chutzim dav, we have to have aidim that guy died. Lemaise is aidim that one guy died. Of who exactly died, the aidim didn't see who exactly died. The aidim didn't see who exactly died. So he was mechavet to kill a person that they knew that is a yid. And they don't know who exactly died. For sure one of the people died, but they don't know who. Lefi Rabbanon, if a yid dies, he's chayev. Ask him, even if it's not the same body that he tried to hit. Because niskav lezeh ve'horeg lezeh is chayev. If a goy died in the end, he's potu. So he wanted to hit a specific yid. And one person for sure died, he's not sure who died. A yid or a goy. If a yid died, niskav lezeh ve'horeg lezeh is chayev. If a goy died, he's potu. So shteit, of them gave the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Eichedom ili me de iket tisho knayim ve'echod Yisrael b'neiim. Tebli de rube knayim. Mistomer goy died. Ina mipalge palge sofes nerkoshes leokal. Misofik you can't kill him. Leitzirah de iket tisho Yisraelim ve'knayim ve'echod b'neiim. The avel knayim. So be'etzem mitzad the svore we would say the roiv says a yid died, and if a roiv says that a yid died, b'meilo we could kill him. Aber kevon da avel iknayni kavua, kol kavua ki mechza al mechza domi, so could be the one that he killed was a knayni. The one that he killed was a knayni. So kol kavua ki mechza al mechza domi, we don't know who he hit. We know for sure one person died. We don't know who it was, the person that died, if it was a knayni or Yisrael. So misafik, you can't kill him. So the pasuk came b'derech agav to say the alochev kol kavua ki mechza al mechza domi. Zok the Yad Ramah the Shite Nimtzo that Lefi Reb Shimon the Pasuk is coming to Memayet Niskaven Lezeh Vehoreg Etze Dinei Kavone. If you mechaven to one Yid and you kill a second Yid, you're not Chayev. Lerabonon, the Pasuk Bichlal did not handle Dinei Kavone. The Pasuk is handling something else completely. What the Pasuk is handling? If you have a Suffolk who was dead a year ago, Kol Kavua tells me to be choishesh that he's a goy. So the Shittim Kubetzah says, so it comes out that, just to be mamchis on the Yad Ramah, his mehalach, that lefi Reb Shimon ledvorov, the miut is beilchis kavone, ma she'engi lefi Rabbon on the posuk vekom ve'orav lo'i, is bichlal not on the maise harige, just on the yediye. And the posuk is saying, b'derech agav, adinen kavua. Pasuk is mechalish b'derech agav adin b'ilchis kavua. You look smamish, a zaytike aloche. Someone is dead. You don't know who is the guy that is dead. Is a yid or a goy? If it's roiv Yisrael is a goy. If it's roiv Akum is a Akum. Then it says, even if it's roiv Yisrael, you're not chayev because it's a Akum kavua. So maybe you killed a goy. So we learn out kavua. The extra pasuk. The pasuk is melamed aloche. That you go basar kavua. This is the way the Yad Ramah explains it. In Rashi, in Sanhedrin, in Rashi and Bobekame, as we see from the way Tesis asks the Kashas on Rashi and Bobekame, and Be'etzim, the Shittim Mekubetzis brings down himself the shame Rashi. Rashi learns, he threw the stone into the crowd. Now, what is the kavona of the guy? It doesn't make a difference, really. Saifi says that he's mechaber to kill a goy, Saifi is mechaber to kill a yid. Why? With 10 people, and he throws a stone and a rock into the whole crowd. Now, who is planning to kill? One of the people that the stone will hit. So the maiseh is mefarish's kavanah. There's a crowd of people, and he throws a rock into the crowd. Who it will hit? He knows there's 9 people here, yidden, and 1 a goy. Mistami, he's mechaven to kill the yid. If it's 9 goyim and 1 Israel, mistami is mechaven to kill the goy. Mechza and mechza is a safi. Zog the Yad Rama Bedas Rashi. I asked the guy what he's mechaven. It's not that we asked the guy what he's mechaven. He could say till tomorrow that he's mechaven to kill a yid. He doesn't know where it will hit. He knows he's throwing into the Ta'arovis. He doesn't know who it will hit. So if it's a Rav Yisrael, so the Rav uptaiches his kavane that is considered he's mechaven to kill a yid. What yid? Doesn't make a difference. Rabbanon hold, even one yid and his the other yid, it doesn't make a difference. He's mechaven to kill a yid. If it's Rav Akum, he's mechaven to kill a Akum. If it's mechza al mechza, so it's a maisa mesupek. So it's kavana, it's a kavana mesupekes. Amelia, you can't kill. It's not a chidush. So now we'll go lehat lehat. So what's stated in the Gemara, lefi Rashi? Zog Rashi, Omar Krov, Ve'or, Ve'rabon, Amel, Ve'rabiyan, Ha'prat, Ve'zig, Even, Le'goy. Ilem, the Ike, Tisho, Knayni, Ve'echod, Yisrael, Tepeli, the Ruba, Knayni. Zog the Shita, so the kavana is to kill a goy. Ine mi palge ve palge, sofek nefashis leok. So his kavana is, kavana mesupekes. Letzich ha dikotei she Yisraeli v'knai ni yechot b'neim. So be'etzem is roi v'Yisrael, im da'ave l'knai ni kavua, chol kavua ke mechzo al mechzo. So b'madgish, lefi Rashi zog de shite, avade, the guy that was killed in the end is a yid. We have him in front of us, he's dead and he's a yid. And the chidush lefi Rabbanon is also to be hilchis kavana. Rab Shimon holds at Yisrael ze v'Yisrael Acher is not good. Rabbanon holds Yisrael ze v'Yisrael Acher is good. Aber Akum v'Yisrael is gomish. Here when it's a mix, so we say if it's Roiv Yisrael, we say his kavana is to kill a yid. If it's Roiv Akum, we'll say his kavana to kill a Akum. Mechza al Mechza is a sofek. Zog de gzira sakosuv. Even that is Roiv Yisrael. Val is a goy, so we uptage the maise that it's maise a mesupik, and the mele is not chay. This is the pshat gemore alibed Rashi. And maybe it's more zbeirim in it, but we'll stick to this hesbah, the pshut shel Rashi. And here is the koishi agodol aloimdim. A person throws a stone, a rock, into 10 people. If it's roiv akum, it's das to kill a akum, I could hear. If it's mechza al mechza, mechza al mechza. Mechza al mechza is a suffix. If it's Rav Yisrael, his maisa is misparish that he wants to kill a yid. So what we tell him, kol kavua ke mechza al mechza dami. Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza dami. And val kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. So his kavana is, maybe to kill a guy, maybe to kill a yid. If we learn like Reb Shimon, maybe the din the Torah says to look at the kavua like a mechza. So I can understand that his uptaches, his maise is like a mechza. But if you go like Reb Chaim, avada is a roiv. You're asking me where it will hit? It will hit the yid. As a din, b'mokim kavua, you don't go b'sa roiv. You don't go b'saroy. Say, so what? But his kavone? How you uptake his kavone? What gzeres hakosuf? Reb Chaim said, when I find a piece of meat, what do you mean don't b'saroy? I have a kavone. I'm angry. What gzeres hakosuf will help that? I'm not angry. The shayla, if I wanted to kill a yid, I wanted to kill a goy. I'm asking, I wanted to kill a yid or I wanted to kill a goy? You understand this? I don't understand it. The person wanted to kill a yid. or he wanted to kill a goy. He has a das to kill a yid or to kill a goy. What is his das? What is his das? Again, if you learn that the gedder of the gzeiras hakosuv, also maybe we could argue about it, that we upgrade the miut and we machshiv him ki'ilu yizaroiv. This is the gedder. Maybe the lomdus will be ki'ilu. The gedder of the Torah is that statistic. When I go over, I have chances to go over to everyone. The gedder of the pasuk. So here, the gedder of the kavana will also go in to say kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. But if the gedder is sido aroiv. B'mokim kavua, you don't go b'saroiv. Kach nemar ha'aloche. B'mokim kavua, you don't go b'saroiv. Say that. B'mokim b'saroiv. What do you mean you don't go b'saroiv? Here's the shayla of what the person meant. What, it's a lomdus? It's a din roiv? It's a din roiv? It's a din roiv? What shaykh ba din roiv? I said, l'fi Reb Shimon, maybe it's leichter. Maybe it's leichter. L'fi Reb Shimon, people say all different esberim, that how we look on it, yeah? So, it's a gzeiras hakosuv. But the gedder of the gzeiras hakosuv is that we look at it like it's a 50-50. Maybe. I said, maybe if Reb Shimon is also a shver. But the answer comes out, a chidush, Mishum Rabbi Seinu didn't handle it so much, that was passed the sugya from kavua. So the Moshe, l'fide yad rama, it's not a problem. L'fide yad rama, it's not a problem. L'fide yad rama, the shaila is, who is the guy that is dead? Is a yid or is a guy? Posh the gemara. L'fide yad rama, someone was killed. B'shaila, who died in there? So if it's roiv, I could kill him. If it's roiv kind, I can't kill him. So the gemara, even if it's roiv Israel, if you can't kill him, it's a halachic kol kavua kemechza al mechza. So you can't kill the person, I'll be them. Don't stay in the sugya, kol kavua, that you can't follow. Say that. That makes sense. But if you don't look like the Yad Rama, you look like Rashi. So it's not a shayle how to go basa. It's not a shayle how to go basa. What is the shayle? What the person had a kavana when he throws? How the dinner roivin kavua will change the das of the person? How the dinner roivin kavua will change the das of the person? So Reb Shimon and the Chidushim, he has a go in the bottom. He says even if he hears pshat, he doesn't understand it so much. Even if he hears pshat, he doesn't understand exactly how the kavana will help, how it will change the kavana. And he says in the agoy veulai, he says it's Reb Shimon the machshavadik. As Reb Shimon says, when I throw a stone, my kavana is to the place where my stone will hit. So I'm a supik now. Who the person that will stand there then, who it will be? What halachas the guy will have? He'll be of a halach of a yid or a halach of a guy. So Kol Kavua says, Mistama, the guy that will be there, will be 50-50. Not my kavana is to throw to the crowd. I'm throwing a stone, I know exactly, it's going to hit a circle of 120, and it will fall down there. Who will stand there then? What are the chances? Halachadik says 50-50. What would be the halach if the person will stand there dead? Even throwing whose stone I will hit, Mistama will hit the roif. Because Kol Kavua will not say that Mistama will not hit the roif.
He doesn't care about
the din kavon. If Rashi, it's a din kavon. It's a din to mechaven to kill the Israel. I have to mechaven to kill the Israel. This is my halach. To mechaven to kill the Israel. And I'm missing in the sugi of the kavon to kill the Israel. Right? Again, the person has a das to throw and to kill. If it's roiv a yidin, he meant to kill a yid, zog the Gemara. If it's roiv a akum, he meant to kill a akum. Frank the Gemara, even if it's roiv Yisrael, while it's one goy called kavua kemechza al mechza, he doesn't have a din that he was mechaven to kill a yid. This is the avon of Rashi in the Sugya.
Why do you need a good?
What?
If it was his kavana, he knew he could have missed also.
What?
The same way he could hit a goy, he could miss. When somebody throws a stone, he wasn't 100% sure that he's going to hit the person. So over here, he wasn't 100% sure he's going to kill the yid. But Lamai says, Kavon was to kill the yid. So Mamashana, what's the difference if there was a goy there?
I think the Etzim Asa Kasha, every time when a person throws a stone, maybe he will not hit.
Right, that's...
Well, no, not 10 people. So not 10 people.
So it goes past the kafana what he wanted right. to do.
Right. It goes past the right. kafana what he wanted to do. So this time
he wanted to kill a person, but he doesn't know who he will hit. No. He doesn't know who he will hit.
Either.
She's just scavenging to hit the
eat. He doesn't know. Not a specific kid.
He's
scavenging
to hit that.
No, if he's scavenging just to hit a person, he's not going to be fine.
He wants to.
If he's scavenging just to hit a person, he's not going to be fine.
What?
Not a
he wants to hit one person, the Shiloh, who he'll manage to hit. He'll manage to hit a yid, he'll manage to hit a guy.
It has to be in the scabbard to hit a yid, not any person. If he says he doesn't care who he hits, a yid or a guy, he's going to cry.
This shaila is if this is called a kavana to kill a yid, it's called a kavana to kill a guy. Zogden, we go basaroyf. We go basaroyf. He was mechaven to kill a yid. He tried to kill a person. What? I will explain why you're wrong. The person is not mechaven not to hit. He's mechaven to hit one of the people. Now he doesn't know what person he will hit. The people are moving lamazar. No. When a person throws, avada could be he will miss. But this is called that he has a kavana to kill. This is considered that he has a kavana to kill a person. He has a kavana to kill. So while he has a kavana to kill, but mele is chayiv. I could be he will miss. Doesn't make a difference if he won't miss or not. He has a kavana to kill. Here he has a kavana to try to kill one of these people. He doesn't know who. There's 10 people, he's throwing a stone, it will hit where it will hit. Then he's trying to get one of them. So all of them are standing together. He's trying to hit one of the heads there. Again. Of them state in Rashi that we go basaroif. Sorry. Of them state in Rashi. Now we go basaroif. We go basaroif. If it's roiv Israel, it's considered he's wanting to kill Israel. If it's akum, he wants to kill akum. Of them zog the gemara, even that it's roiv Israel, val kol kavua kemerzo al merzo. So we not consider that he wanted to kill a yid. And this is the medrash pliya. This is the medrash pliya. If kavua is a aloch, it's mamish a medrash pliya. I want to explain what I mean to say. If it's a aloch that we have to consider it, so I could hear that while we have to consider it, like a roiv, so we could put it into his kavana, kiilu it's considered that he wanted to kill a yid. I also don't understand it completely. But if it's a aloch like Reb Chaim, so the pshat is, we say that it's a roiv. As a din, we have a din not to go bas a roiv. As a din not to go bas a roiv, will not change his kavana. If it's a din to look at it like mechza al mechza, so val is a din, so his kavon is going to feed the din. But if it stays a roiv, I mean, this is what Chaim explained. When it comes to Polish, let's see the first Mahalach, Reb Chaim said, there's no called the Polish, we're going to Polish. If it was 50-50, this is that flaw. We don't understand it. But this was that flaw. But she'engen, if we're fear Reb Chaim, it was roiv. It's a din, b'mokim kavua, you don't go bas. It's a din, b'mokim kavua. What's the shaykhs, b'mokim kavua? I'm throwing a stone, no shaykhs. Shaykhs, what is my kavona when I'm throwing? And stayed in the Gemara that val kol kavua ki mechza al mechza domi. So we look at it like I have a kavone if mechza al mechza. And the does it a loch? Now it's very interesting. Rashi and Sanhedrin. When Rashi brings down the Gemara, frekt Rashi akashe. If this is the mokke of kol kavua, so state in Teira that what? That we don't kill the person. Why we don't kill the person? Because we say maybe he assumed to kill a guy. So the maaser, why we don't kill him? The maaser because it's mechzal mechzal, right? Not 100% a guy. So Rashi, you know, maybe the pasuk meant to say that you don't kill him because it's for sure a guy. And we'll learn from here shekol kavua is like roiv. That is roiv goyim. As if like Rashi. Look in Rashi, lo yitzriche. Vashmin el kod epotum shum da'av le kuti kavua b'neim. Vafim ha'el kod echol kavua lo yipochis milio es nidun kemechzo. Lo yipochis. Bichlal, Rashi doesn't say, Rishimen is medayikin. That is a aloch, you don't go bas aroiv. We darshan that lo yipochis lio es mimechzo. Ve'av es sofik nefoshes lo okel, klo. Umehochen nafke. Ve'ho leke le meilaf minei kiru bedomi. Maybe learn that it's aroiv. Kilo is aroiv, goyim. דהום איך תיסלון דיל מאוד הפות על היקרו משום לסופק נפושס לא אוכל ולא משום לחשבין על היקרו בה אבל מחצה על מחצה יפין מיני דילאב כי מחצה על מחצה דומי לא יאב לי סופק נפושס לא אוכל פעמיים מה פותר הורו בדי ישרון נינו ורבונן איסלי יר נזכב אל זה והורג את זה חייב שזה יד even if it hit someone else אבל נזכב אל זה והורג את זה אז חייב אבל as a guy so we say his kavana is to kill a guy So Rashi asked the Kasha. So Rabbi Shimon says, it's two ores do in the Rashi. Rashi asked, maybe the Kavua will become like a Roif. And the reason we don't kill him, because the Posuk meant that is Roif. So Rashi, the Posuk doesn't have to say more from Chetzi. First, Mechetese Bichlal to say that it's a Roif. Mechetese to say that it's a Roif. And if you learn like Rabbi Chaim, the Kavua only said, don't go Bosa Roif. He never said that he's like even a, like he's a mechzor. And Loshen Rashi is mashma that the kavua is upgraded. Frekt Rashi, maybe the posuk meant more from that. Ari lefi Reb Chaim, the posuk didn't mean nothing. It just said you cannot go bosaroiv. Rashi didn't ask, and maybe the Tosu said you have to go bosar the kavua. Maybe it will be kerube. So state the words of Rashi state in like Reb Shimon that it's upgraded like roiv. Fragt Reb Shimon about the second kasha. This is the oimek kasha from Kol Kavua. Rashi wants that we'll look at the goyim like they're the roiv. So why you don't kill? Because there's more goyim here. What Rashi answers? Maybe it's enough not to kill because they're 50. But Rashi offers that maybe the reason you don't kill, why? Because there's more goyim. Fragt, he doesn't understand. Now take the yidden. The yidden also are kavua. So again, it's roiv yidden. How Rashi has a tzad that is more goyim in this? 10 people are standing. We don't, and one of them is a goy. We say the guy meant the goy. Why? It's 50-50. So Rashi, maybe the posuk means when kavua. What is Rashi's kasha? Maybe this is Reb Shimon Sharayoshel Shal Dalet Perik Aleph Dalet. Word by word, I'm just saying it. B'ktzor, remember the whole shtickle. Frank Reb Shimon, he understands the first chaylik. Rashi said maybe it's upgraded. It's 50-50. But Rashi wanted that we will assume. That is more goyim here. And Rashi could say, Einachanamit could say that is more goyim. So Rashi, but the Torah said not to kill. It's enough that it's 50% goyim. What is the tzad that is more goyim? The goy is kavua, the yid is also kavua. A minute. So you will have to say that the posuk will talk in a case that the yid is not kavua. The Hainu, what will be the case? One goy is sitting, and 9 goy yidin are walking. I don't know if it's called not kavua. They're walking, and the guy is kavua, and you throw a stone, and this will be the case. I say Zok Reb Shimon. Stay though, what all of you argued with me yesterday, Baruch Hove, what would it be if you have a kavua, the Hainu, you have a city, and you have houses of goyim, and you have houses of yidden. One house of goy, 10 houses of yidden. Kol kavua ke mechza al mechza. Chutz from that is hundreds of yidden going around the city. And she goes over to someone. Now we don't know who she went over to. We say kol kavua ke mechza, mechza or not. If she went to the people in the city that in the houses, it's kol kavua. Oh, but if she went to someone from the street, l'chur she didn't go to the kavua. That kavua makes mechza al mechza or not. This is be'etzem, the case that we said roi v'ir v'roi v'asir, or we spoke yesterday. If you're answering that Rashi is talking in a case that the goy is kavua and the other ones are not kavua. Luya too will have such a case. And the halacha will be that they considered mechza al mechza. So state up a mishun of the key aside. That if you have, we said 9 stores, shchuto, ve'echos nevelo, and chutz on that is a lot of stands. People are dropping meat. And now the person goes over. If he goes over to the stores, the kavua. If he goes over to the stands, it's not kavua. And he went over to somewhere, while that store is kavua, it's 50-50 connected to the whole city. Not like we said in Trey Rubin. In Trey Rubin we explain, while the city is 50-50, so if you have those people that are coming from outside, are on the side that you go over to them, clapping them, the kavua doesn't make it 50-50. Those state in Rashi, that if the kavua is kavua, and the Dainu, we'll say it in the Nusach of the Achroim. You see in Zeis Le'Yankiv, he has a whole simen, very beautiful simen on his back and forth, stiras with Mochem. Our suffix is, and I'm saying it in Yeshivish words, when we say kol kavua ke mechza al mechza domi, the other part also has to be kavua. Dehainu. I have roiv heter and miut isu. If all of that is kavua, kol kavua kemechza al mechza domi. Or if I have an isur kavua, even if the other parts are not kavua, the kavua is so strong. Dehainu. Our suffix is belongs like this. When I have a piece kavua, a part of his heter, a part of it is isu, kol kavua kemechza al mechza. I have 100 things. All of them are kavuim. 90 are heter, 10 is isu. In kavua is a aloche, kol kavua kemechza al mechza. On a name. If I have things that are not kavua, heter, isu, and I have one piece kavua, the kavua has a aloche that he becomes 50 from the whole lot. Doesn't make a difference. This is Be'etzem, was our suffix when we started to learn the sugi of Tei Rube. I'm saying, I'm not going out to the Cheshman, how we explained it yesterday. Zogin de Achoinim, if the answer on this Rashi is that Rashi means that the Knaimi will be Kavua, in a case that the rest of Porish will be Mevuer in Rashi, that Bechai Gavne, if you have a Kavua and the rest are not Kavua, the Kavua gives you a din called Kavua Kemechza al Mechzo and the whole thing. Zogt Reb Shimon, the Diuk, very good. The Diuk in the Gemara. I don't think it's a Diuk, I didn't want to say it, but if you Medayik it, I'll say what Reb Shimon was Medayik. And Shah Yosha, Shah Dalet Perik Beis. The Gemara says, Leitzriche, the Iketisha Israeli, Viknaini Echo Bineim, the Havali Knaini Kavua. The whole Kavua can be Zan Bechzodomi. Doesn't say that both of them are Kavuin. Stay the Havali Knaini Kavua.
Also 3 times
in
Rashi.
What?
Rashi also says it.
So the Gemara says it. But I don't think it's a diuk bichlal. The Gemara means that the Isur is Kavua. The Kavua we know. The Knaini is Kavua, but maybe it's Mechza al Mechza. What the Gemara will say? That the Roiv is Kavua. The Gemara is saying that the Knaini is Kavua. But Azay is on Reb Shimon. Mikol Mekoyim, we have a Rashi in Sanhedrin. And we could moisiv zayin that why Rashi decided to say it here. Okay, Rashi had a kasha. Kilo Rashi is saying the mokir from the teira is from here. Maybe I'll explain why Rashi never came to say maybe kavua is more mechza al mechza. Loshen like what?
Says the whole reason is the pitoh. Once I know the pitoh, I don't know how far the pitoh goes.
Well, have a like a rube.
Yeah, because the Torah passes
it. You're answering. You're asking. Show. What? So what? You're asking. You're answering. To meet. You're answering or you're asking? I'm not sure. Answering what? That was? That. The mele. So what are you coming to gain?
That's why I could be after the roif. And I don't say roif is.
Why? I don't understand, but they also are roif. It's 50.
No, it's a ptoh. The Torah gave a ptoh.
What would the Torah give a ptoh? What is the resakos of that what? That what? That we choshish to the other side?
We're not pattering,
that we say that he's a goy, and we don't learn Zegzeres HaKosuf in Hilchus Ratziche. We learn the Kalatir, Kula Adin of Kavua. Starts from here, but not Zegzeres HaKosuf. We learn that it's a Din Medin called Kavua. We're not learning a Ptur. The Teirah meant called Kavua, not a Din Bilchus Ratziche. It has to be like that. If it's a Din Beratziche, you can't learn called Kavua. You learn that it's a din kol kavua ki mechza al mechza. Bemele, you potu. So again, so when Rashi asked the biroiv, how it could be roiv? Kol kavua cannot be roiv. Because the other side is also roiv. But the Welt says that it's gishmak that Rashi spoke it out here, like we started at the beginning of Shir. If it's a pora aduma, it doesn't make sense, Rashi's ma'alach in the sugya. Maybe you learn like the Yad Ramah. Rashi's ma'alach in the sugya that felt in the kavone shtims al derech Reb Shimon that the shayla what the person was mechaved. The shayla what the person was mechaved. So meile valid our sugya the shayla is what the person is mechaved. Valid the shayla is what the person is mechaved. So we have a shayla about the person is mechaven, and we say that he's mechaven mechza al mechza. Frekt Rashi, so lechu it comes out that it's roif. Let me gain vayt. Now we have a chiddush that comes out lefi the Yad Ramah, and then we go back to Rashi. Lefi the Yad Rama, the suffix of the sugi was avada, the person had a kavane. There's no missing in the kavane. He had a kavane to kill Israel. The shaila, who was killed in the end? So if it's Roiv Israelim, the Gemara has taught that I could assume that it's a Israel. If it's a Akum, I have to assume that it's a Akum. And the Gemara says, if it's Mechza al Mechza, Melim Misafek, I can't kill him. So the Gemara is Roiv Israel, or Bekol Kavua ke Mechza al Mechza, but Melim, I can't kill him. State in the Gemara lefi de Yad Rama, state klor in the Gemara lefi de Yad Rama, that Lu Yetzuya is Roiv Israel, and without the Chisorin of Kol Kavua ke Mechza al Mechza, you would kill. Right, as I state in the Gemara. If you threw a stone and you don't know who is dead, if it's Roiv Israel, you could assume that it's Israel. If it's Roiv Akum. So the Gemara, even if it's Roiv Israel, Valkol Kavua ke Mechza al Mechza, you're not sure who it is. But Lu Yetzuya, with Adach Yisorin of Kol Kavua, with Adach Yisorin of Kol Kavua, so what you would do? You would kill. Zogin da achroinim, shteido in the Yad Rama, that you could kill al Piroiv. You could kill al Piroiv. And you don't know who he killed. Al Piroiv, we assume that he killed the Yid. Shteido, that you could kill al Piroiv. In Rambam, in Perek Tesvov mi Yisuri Biye, the Rambam says, and we'll see it's a sugi, maybe a sugi in Amud Beis, Tinoik shenimtso be'ir sheruba Yisrael. Dinoik Yisrael. You find a kid in a city of Roiv Israel, he has dinim like a yid, but if you kill him, you potu. Zog the Raivet, why not? So we have a machleikas, then it's even worse. We already paskin that is a yid, and even so the Rambam says if someone kills this little kid, he's potu. The Raivet says, no, why not? We'll have to see what is the machlekes. But Ravade, lefi de yad ramaz me'alach in the Gemara, is a often a sugi by us. Sheolchim menefosh es achar aroiv. Lefi de yad rama in our sugi, is mevuir in our sugi klor, sheolchim menefosh es achar aroiv. The Rambam will have to learn the sugi like Rashi. The Rambam will have to learn the sugi like Rashi. He can learn the sugi. What? If Rashi is no raya, it's my kavone. It's not negating the foshes achar aroiv. A person is mechaven to kill the pide roiv. I'm not killing the pide roiv. The kavone, it's not a sofek. The person is mechaven al piroiv, so this is his kavone. Not that it's 90% his kavone. Maybe this is what I came to say, I'm madgish. Lefi Rashi, it's not killing al piroiv. My kavone is, Roiv says that he's a yid, so we mefarish my kavone that I meant to kill a yid. That's right. I'm not killing al piroiv. Lefi the Yad Rama, a guy is dead. You don't know what I did. The Roiv says I killed a yid, the miut says. This is the case of the Rambam. We found the kid, we don't know if he's a yid or a guy. And you kill him. Zog the Rambam, even al pi aloha, the Roiv says that his kid is a yid, oh, but we don't kill you. Because ain't Roiv minifosh is achar aroiv. Why not? Now in our Gemara, Lefide Yad Rama, there's two sugas here in Amud Beis. But this the first suga, Lefide Yad Rama, is often the Gemara by us that we're discussing who is the guy that is dead. When of them zog the Gemara, Yike Roiv Yisrael, Yod Go Basaroiv, which is the Gemara says, Valkul Kavua Kemerza Al Merza, so Lemaisa we don't kill. But Lu Yitzir, without the Aloch of Kul Kavua Kemerza Al Merza, you would kill the person because you would assume that he killed the Yid. We could kill him, Peter Roiv. State, we could kill him, Peter Roiv. I want to explain. The Raive that says that you could kill, I'm asking, it's not Muchach. Because there could be after we found the kid, and we passed him that he's a Yid. So then, they call Mile, he's a Yid. So the Raive that says you killed, Noch Nishkin Muchach. But Fakert is Muchach. And our Sugi Lefide Yad Rama state that you could Miyad, not Tolodo. Not betulado. You kill the person, you don't know who is the guy that is dead. Zog the rov, mistome, he killed the yid. And avani, you could kill. Now, the svore, we'll see Be'ez Hashem, the shmaise, and shmaise dalet, perek ches, brings down that he doesn't understand. And holchi b'momen achar aroiv. You could kill al piroiv? And we'll see be'etzem that Machlekes Yad Ramah and Rambam is Machlekes Rishonim. We'll see later the Machlekes Rishonim. But first the Kashif, the Shav Shmaise Dalet, Perek Ches, and the Kundas HaSfeikes. Why? And why Lichim B'momen Achar HaRoiv, and how it could be with the Foshes, you could kill. Tesis says Chilukim. Shalom, what is the answer in Tesis? But be'etzem, I want to explain, this is Kimat the Ofen Gemara. The Rambam's case, we have the Lamashal, we know for sure, like we said, how Lamashal you kill Eishes Ish. She gets married when she's 5 years, 10 years old. Maybe she's an Islandess. Roiv Noshim are not Islandess. So she's Eishes Ish. So she's Mizana, she's Chayev Mise. Someone hits his father, he's Chayev Mise. We said maybe it's not his father. Roiv Bilas Achar Abal. All of these Roivs, we'll see, the Shmaisi goes over all of them, are like the Roivs. As Ruben the Lesser come on, maybe it's a Achroen, then it's a Toilode. Here we have the Mamish case, like in Momen, in Hoylchim Momen Achar Aroiv. The normal case that we'll say, in Hoylchim Momen Achar Aroiv. A person Yarshes his father, and we don't say Hoylchim Momen Achar Aroiv. Maybe it's not his father. Because the same, all these things are called Toilode. Oh, but here we have the case, again, later Bezrat Hashem, we'll Miyasha, this is the last part, because it's Betzim Sesugin Amud Beis Kimat. But here we have the first time that we have, as the Shmaisish tells it, we have an Ofen Gemara Bayos, Lefi the Yad Ramah, that Oilchim in the Foshes Achar Aroiv. And the Shaila is, why in Momen Ein Oilchim Achar Aroiv? And in the Foshes you do Oilchim Achar Aroiv. And the Shmaisa learns, just to say the first, how the Shmaisa starts. The Shmaisa says that why be Momen Ein Oilchim Achar Aroiv? Because you can't be Tzimina Muchzik. Ein Oilchim Muchzik Ben Nishmosu, you got on Mizeh? But he's not Muchzik in his Neshome. How you can take away from his neshama from him? He has his neshama. You want to take away his neshama? And Oilchim in the Foshes Achar Aroiv. Yeah, Oilchim in the Foshes Achar Aroiv. What is the difference? This is Be'etzem, the Shtarke Chelik that comes out that Lefi Rashi. I said maybe on the base it's often a Gemara. In this Gemara, Rashi removed the Gemara. Like some say, maybe Rashi said a modern pshat during the Gemara. But the Mahalach from the Yad Ramah is moitzi a chidush otzum that the Rishonim didn't want. It's not stam that there's two Mahalachim here that Rashi learns as a sofek. One was his kavonim, a modern meise, and all different chidushim. Because Rashi didn't want that it would be a musik. Let me get to the second chelik, and this will bring us back. So the Gemara says like this. So the meise, why you don't kill him? Because now it's 50-50. So what if it's 50-50? Suffolk nefoshes lehokel, right? So we have two kinds of suffolk nefoshes. Lefi the Yad Ramah, we don't know if he killed the Yid or he killed the guy, so we suffolk, we can't kill him. Lefi Rashi, we don't know what was his kavanah. Rashi says, suffolk nefoshes, dine nefoshes lehokel, dehovo yitzilu ha'ei doksiv. Rashi makes down a droshe, why suffolk nefoshes lehokel, doksiv ve'yitzilu ha'ei doksiv. Tesis and Bobekame Dafnuna Mudbeis, Frekta Kashe. Why you have to come to the Yitzilu Eida? Suffolk moment, what you say? Hamaitzi Mechaber Olavarai. Here also, Misuffolk. Hamaitzi Mechaber Olavarai. Forget about the first Pchelek. Aval, it could be totally Hobel. But now we're starting Kilu on the Shaila from Olchim Nefosh Zahra Aroiv. Frek Tesis and Bobekame Dafnun and Rashi, and he says, you don't need a Posuk. As they misafik moment lekule, and misafik you're not moitzi moment, so misafik you don't kill a person. What? Why safik moment is not safik isu? We already explained a lot of time. Again. So the Kunzas Vegas really asked every safik moment, maybe it's a safik isu. But again, that tesis be'etzem state again. I don't want to relate it to before that to take out the neshama of a person. It's not. We're not clearing. But I mean, as they flake tesis. Rebel Chonon in Bobe Basre, Ois Tovkuf Nun Zayin, Rebel Chonon says, he's mechazik teisis his kashe, to mafkia from you. What would be if everyone knows the halacha, if you have a korban, and you mesupik what korban it is, you could bring it to the Beis Hamikdash? You have a suffik if it's a korban or not. You're allowed to be makrib it or not? Why not? Why not allowed to be makrib it? Maybe it's chulim ba'azor. So, maybe not. The tzad chulim ba'azor, and it's good. So why you could kill a person and the tzad not? It's still zoch. As if like Rebbe Chol says, Taisus asked the kasha al sofik moment lekule. Zog Reb Elchanan, I'm asking another kasha. Sofik chulin ba'azore. Every time in Shasman it becomes a sofik korban, the Gemara says you can't be ma'akiv sofik chulin la'azore. But I want to do a korban. I tell him, yeah, you want to. But on the side that you're not allowed to, you're even aveira. You want to become a mitzvah to kill the person. But on the side that you're not mechuyev to kill him, you're even lezitza. So misafik, you can't do it. So Mele, why Rashi has to come to Vitzilu Eidah? So the Shita Mekubetzes by us says that Rashi means that the Gemara meant two dinim. He reads the Gemara like this. I don't know if it, but I say it's on the Shita. Ina mi palge ve palge ve sofik nefoshes leokel. The Gemara Master takes also like this. Ve. The Gemara meant two zachen. First, mi sofik you can kill. Ve oid sofik nefoshes leokel. The Gemara meant to ask two kashas. Hey, Chidomi. Ilei medei ke tisha knayni ve'echad Yisrael b'neihem. Rav knayni. Ina mi palge ve'palge. So maybe you can't do it. And also, v'safek nefoshes lehokem. As I saw the Shita Mekubetzes. That the Gemara really means two things. One thing the Gemara means that misafek you can't do it. And grad is also a posuk from Vitzilu Eidah. So the Shtei from the Briskerov said, so why you need to take a mute? Ve'itzilu Eidah. The Shita says that it's two zachem. Aleph misofik you can't kill. The Oid is a din ve'itzilu Eidah. So the Briskerov, why you need both? So Briskerov said, four nafkeminas. He said like this. First nafkemina, the Briskerov said, what would be, okay, maybe it doesn't help in our case so much, if a shoyr, if a person kills a sofik goy, sofik yid. So, here is no. It's a din on the bailin. No shachar mitzvah belavaraya. It's a din on the bailin to kill the shor if he's negech. It's a mitzvah. Aber val is a halacha ki misas bailin ki misas hashor. So if it'll be misafik you potur, here misafik you will have to kill your shor. Aber if it's a din that you potur b'teras vaday, so ki misas bailin ki misas hashor, you will not have to kill the shor. But this is zaitik. I want the last three nafkiminas. Listen good. First of Kibbutz Biskerov said, Rebbe Chonon, what would be legabi kimle b'derabim nei? This person, in the same time that he threw the rock, and the way he tore someone's clothes, he has to pay or not. If he's, they don't kill a misafik, of a misafik he doesn't have to kill, to pay, because maybe it's kimle b'derabim nei. Of a val is a din, v'yitzilo ha'ido, so he's not chayev misa b'teras vaday. So if he's not chayev misa b'teras vaday, he has to pay mamim b'teras vaday. Yeah, Vitzilu Eidah. It's a din vaday. No. You don't have to come to Vitzilu Eidah. It's a din Vitzilu. No. Sof, this is Sofik, I don't kill. Vitzilu is a din Vitzilu. What? Sofik, you're not chai, but if Vitzilu, so mainly you're not chai misa at all, so now you're a mazik, so you have to pay. You tour shiroim ba'ali chosoy. When you shoot, you tour someone close. So if it's sofik, if you're chayim misa or not, so misafik, you don't have to pay. Because sofik, you're in the rabbi minay. But if it's a ptum b'tei asvada, it's not a biskarov, but mele, you will have to pay. You will have to pay. Second afkemine. Biskarov said like this. What a be. Mele, what a be. If lu yetsuya, a person did a sofek ratzicha. He killed a person. He threw this rock. Let's look at the case. It's 10 people, he threw a rock. One guy, they chap the guy. No, they chap the guy. So they can't kill him. Okay, he gets angry, he throws another rock, yeah? Again a guy dies. Again they chap the guy. You could kill him in sofek now or not? Again, was 10 people, one guy. I threw a rock, one guy died. They chapped him, I don't know who he is. Kids, I'm not so sure if I killed the guy that I want, you know, so I'm in a goylem. You throw again a stone, yeah, I'm trying to get rid of the guy. Again a guy died, again they chapped the guy. Zog the brisker of, if it's mitzat sofik, now you could kill me in one of shach. And it's not so sofik here anyways. So you could kill me in one of shach. But if it's a din v'yitzilu, I became potu the first time, I became potu the second time.
What
I'm not potter, we don't know. Now we know. Now we know. Now we know. Now we know.
Now I know.
No, you became potter already. No. But then I was potter and that maisa, I can't. I'm potter and a maisa with a rasvada, I am not choizer ben Yisrael.
No,
zog de briskerov. Said, das is the chilish of briskerov.
You kill two bevasachas.
No, then I'm chayef. Not that, could be if I have a plan. Why behiko ze vechosa behiko ze? If I have a plan to kill two, because looking like one big maisa, can't say. I remember when I was a bocher in Ponovich, Reb David Povalsky, he came in, was Lil Shabbos, and he asked the Shaila. The whole Bismarck, till the morning, everyone was arguing. The halach is mamzer vadeh, vele mamzer sofek. So for Isha is mezane, we know it was two ladies married, and we know one of them was mezane. It was only one strange dine, it was three men and then two Ishas Ish. And one was mezane. Two ladies and one man was the two nashim, no husband, and it was a Adam Zar, and one of them was Mazane, and both of them have kids. So every kid that aloch is Safek Mamzer is Muta, right? They're allowed to marry each other, the kids. One of them is for sure Mami and Mamzer. Everyone that is born Safek Mamzer is Muta. But one of them is a Mamzer. No, it's not
Shaykh. When they come to Bezen together.
This is the Aloche of Sheshvim, it's another Aloche. Here's the Din Mamzer Vadei Velei Mamzer Sofek. So he's Mutter and he's Mutter. He's Mutter and he's Mutter. So Bemele, even if tomorrow it becomes Vadei, it stays Mutter.
Even when they come to Bezen.
And Sheshvim is a different story. Mamzer is a Din Mamzer Vadei Velei Mamzer Sofek. The same thing here, Vitzilu, exactly. He asked before, what is Vitzilu? This is the Briskerov. Vitzilu says, Azam Maisa, you not Chayev Mises of the Briskerov. This is the second side. This is the suffix that the Briskerov is Mechad. This was the suffix of David. Other name. It's a Mamzer Vadai, Vili Mamzer suffix, but in the day that the Mamzer will be a Vadai, the day that the Mamzer is a Vadai, when they get married and they have a kid, that kid is for sure a mamzer. That kid is for sure a mamzer. Or his father, or his mother is a mamzer. That's the given the child. And the Biskerov said a furtnaf kemine that the Rambam state that if based in Paskin that someone is potur, they don't bring back to Mechayev. Kevin Shayotza beptur, you don't bring back to Mechayev. Lu Yitzir, the Paskin misofek, a vada they could bring back. It's not called that it was psak that he's potur. Only if there's a psak that is potter, they bring back. Now, so the Biskerov Alein, I want to say be pshat. Biskerov Alein, say that. Gishmaki Biskerov, we said pshat. But why Taki here, the Gemara wanted to say that it's two dinim? Okay, Biskerov found four nafkeminas. Maybe someone could find more nafkeminas. I think as Merumas in the Shita Mekubetzes, be pshat a Gemara, lo yetzuyer mechzo al mechzo is only misofek, and not b'teras vaday, so the posuk is not extra. Maybe the posuk ve'orav lo is mechadesh that here misofik you potu b'teras vaday. The Gemara says the posuk is extra. Roiv akum I don't need it. Mechzal mechzal I don't need it. Where I need a posuk when it's roiv Yisrael, the mechadesh mechzal mechzal. Given shvertz Rashi, given shvertz the shite. If it's only mitzad mechzal mechzal and it's only mitzad sofek, maybe ve'orav lo is mechadesh. Azay v'lefir Reb Shimon, it's a chidush b'ilchis ratziche. Here it's not a chidush b'ilchis kol kavua. It's a chidush ve'orav loy that b'ratziche has to be a vaday. A safek kavone b'teres vaday you potu. Why to say that the teir is mechadish? That in kol kavua are mi safek is chayef. Nafkemina v'fur nafkeminas. So the posuk is mechadish. Azay aril bosh. If a person kills one yid and kills a second yid, he killed. Aber so kommt Shimon, es gesagt, es kommt zu der Zeche. Sagt, "Be kol ilch Shabbos nicht das sein, we don't know." Na gab ich Shabbos, aber beits be ilch is kol atir kulo. I want to kill one person, I'm chayef. Der Zeche have to be or of lay. I have to be chayef to kill him. Rabbon say I don't have to kill him. But what? But a 50-50 a guy, then that game bottle. Aber it's a drosche. Als dem Rashi had to say here that is a din veitzilo eido that the sofek is potu b'teras vaday. So Mele, I don't need the posuk from Ve'orav Loi. So Mele, what goes the posuk from Ve'orav Loi? The Pasuk of Ahavle is coming to tell me, in the case of Kol Kavua, Kimechzon Mechzodomi. And if you're a Lamban, you could say it better. Not why the Gemara didn't say it. Lemaskone, what the Pasuk is coming to say, in the case of Mechzon Mechzon. But the state in Pasuk that you potu. Right? The Pasuk says that you potu. If it's Mechzon Mechzon, you're not potu. So again, how you could say that it's a din b'kavua and to learn lekolat erekula? What the kavua said? The kavua said that it's 50-50, and you want to learn lekolat erekula. Oh, but here it's mashma in the pasuk you potu. Kavua, if it's kavua, it's only 50-50. It's a suffix. So how you know lekolat erekula kavua? How you know lekolat erekula kavua? The answer is again the same beside. Here the teretz is b'suffik retzicha suffik nefashis leokim. When you have a suffix nefoshes le'okel, mele yupotu b'teras vaday. V'al yupotu b'teras vaday, b'mele yupotu. V'ravade, zog de shmaise, back to where we started. A state in Tesis and Bobekame. You have to know. Alts is good, Tesis and Bobekame ask the kasha that you don't need v'yitzilu. You have to know, L'chur B'skarov is right, all the four nefkaminas are good. The Maestro Tesis Bobekame Dafnun asks that the Pesuk is extra. I don't need a Pesuk. The reason was the Teretz of Tesis. And Mikol Mokim Tesis and his Kasha asked why I don't need a Pesuk. Because, Azevi Sofek Momen Lekule, Sofek Nefoshes also has to be Lekule. And this, Zog the Shmaise, brings us back to the Shaila, if we look at Nefoshes. Like Momenes, if we look at Nefoshes like Momenes, so lechura the zelbe aloche and Momenes, that in holchim b'momen achar aroiv will have to be a shaila. Why be Nefoshes? Why be Nefoshes is a tzad that we holch achar aroiv. Now to mevar this shaila, one bez Hashem tomorrow, we'll finish till the end, till the Mishneh, till the end of the Perek. During the sugya, in the end, in the last tesisim, is mevur shaila legabe if we go basan nefoshes basaroiv or we don't go basan nefoshes. What?